Hello and welcome to episode 320 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. We have a listener theme week coming up, so please email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com with your topics. And please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find me. Today we finish Sugar Week by discovering how sugar inspired Gandhi. Today, the history books teach that Gandhi got his start when he was thrown off a train in South Africa, just for being Indian. Now, this act so surprised and infuriated him that he headed back to India, where he started his campaign of nonviolence that led to independence from England. Ha ha! Twistery. Not the first time Gandhi's been involved with twistery, actually. Check out episode 131 of the Daily Brainwave to check out some more Gandhi twistery. Well, actually, Gandhi was thrown off a train, and he did get thrown off it and all that. That much is true. But the full story of how Gandhi got his start is much, much deeper. Gandhi's life and outlook was changed by sugar. Trained in England as a lawyer, Gandhi headed to South Africa in 1894, choosing South Africa because of the concentration of Indian workers who had been brought over from their homeland as indentured servants to work on sugar plantations. He came across a beaten, broken Indian man named Balasundaram. Balasundaram had been viciously thrashed by the owner of the plantation he worked at, and despite the fact that the Indian population were not slaves but indentured servants, that didn't stop the colonial owners of the plantation from treating them like lesser beings. And because the plantation owner owned Balasundaram's contract, if he tried to leave the plantation, then Balasundaram would face legal consequences. Legal consequences? Sounds like a job for a lawyer. Mahatma Gandhi, Esquire, attorney at law, decided to try and lobby on behalf of Balasundaram and his fellow Indians, going directly to the British government, who maintained colonial control over Indian populations across the world. His actions made Gandhi exceedingly unpopular amongst the British, but a hero to the Indians. Gandhi led a peaceful campaign of non-cooperation in South Africa when the colonial government tried to force all Indians living in the country to get identification papers, a campaign which succeeded and forced the British to back off. Sound familiar? Gandhi's reputation grew, and before long he headed home to India, where he did one or two other important things. All because of sugar. Thanks for tuning in to episode 320 of the Daily Brainwave. There's a listener theme week coming up, so make sure you send your topic ideas to Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Well, that puts an end to our Sugar Week, but Spice Month is only just beginning. So tune in on Monday when we take a look at how salt, an essential component to a human diet, can also be deadly.